From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Seven former CIA directors are asking President Obama to reverse a decision to investigate harsh CIA interrogations. Last month, Attorney General Eric Holder named a prosecutor to examine abuse of prisoners held by the CIA. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The appeal comes in the form of a letter to President Obama. It's signed by seven former directors who served under both Republican and Democratic presidents. The former directors argue that the Justice Department inquiry will harm relations with foreign spy agencies since, quote, foreign services are already greatly concerned about the United States' inability to maintain any secrets. The directors also say the investigation will make current spies more risk-averse. Attorney General Holder has said he agrees with the president's desire to look forward, not back. But Holder says that after reviewing reports of the CIA's interrogation program, he concluded that a review was, quote, the only appropriate course of action. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The FBI continues to investigate a Colorado man who is suspected of having ties to al-Qaeda. Najibullah Zazi's movements are being checked on suspicion he may have participated in an alleged plot to attack the transportation system of New York City. Zazi's attorneys say he never met with any member of al-Qaeda and never participated in any kind of plot. The first doses of vaccine against swine flu will start to go out in about 2 weeks, and nearly all of it will be the type given in a nasal spray. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says at least 3.4 million doses of the nasal spray vaccine will go out the first week of October. Not everybody on the CDC's priority list to receive swine flu vaccine is eligible to get the nasal spray type. Pregnant women and children under 2 shouldn't get it, nor should those with asthma or many chronic conditions. Those who can include healthcare workers, children from 2 to 18, young adults, and people who have close contact with young infants. CDC officials agree with the Harvard researchers' forecast this week that the flu season will be moderate to severe, but not as deadly as the Asian flu pandemic of 1957-58. That killed about 70,000 Americans at a time when the population was about half as big. Richard Knox, NPR News.
California prison officials have developed a plan to cut the number of prisoners by 23,000 over the next couple of years. Federal judges have ordered the state to lower the number of incarcerated people by 40,000 over the next couple of years. The judges say the state cannot deliver appropriate medical care to California inmates. The California numbers are not close to the numbers of prisoners the federal court wants released, but the state officials say they do address problems the judges identified in the prison system's medical delivery system and solve them. You're listening to NPR News. The African Union's special envoy for Somalia has pleaded for more international assistance. The deputy force commander and 20 other people died from twin suicide attacks by Islamist rebels on an African peacekeeping base. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
The U.S.-backed African peacekeeping force supporting Somalia's beleaguered government has long complained that it is undermanned and under-resourced. The African Union special envoy to Somalia, Nicolas Bouakira, said the international community must send more weapons to the peacekeepers and Somalia's government to counter the Islamist al-Shabaab militants.
To be fighting with enemies, they need arms, and arms which are superior to Shabaab. And we know, if we go after Shabaab, we destroy them in no time.
A deadly attack on African peacekeepers by al-Shabaab fighters on Thursday came days after a U.S. helicopter commando raid killed a militant leader Washington said had links to al-Qaeda as well as the insurgents in Somalia. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Officials in Yemen are offering a temporary ceasefire to Islamist rebels today. It's in honor of the Eid al-Fitr holiday, which ends the religious month of Ramadan. Fighting this week in Yemen has killed dozens of people, and a Yemeni government bombing killed dozens of civilians in a refugee camp. The United Nations is calling for an investigation. Police in Peshawar, Pakistan, say the mayor of a small town was killed nearby when a bomb exploded in the mosque of his town in northwest Pakistan. The attack occurred a few hours after a suicide bomber killed 40 other people in a different explosion. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.